Hello, my name is Travis Bean, and on this channel, we talk Kanye West. Long time no see, right? Sorry I've been so absent. I've been, as some of you know, I've been training for a marathon, and that has actually kind of consumed me as of late. So in addition to like traveling and all kinds of stuff I'm doing at my house, I've just been really busy with training and been really tired. And today, actually, I'm going out on a 3.5 hour run. It's my longest run day, but I wanted to get in here and talk about this because this is something I'm very invested in. Been a Kimye fan for as long as they've been together, almost 10 years now. Well, they're not together anymore. But when they were together, I was a huge Kimye fan. Love Kim, love Kanye, love their vibes together. And I like this new journey they're going on, even though they're not going to be husband and wife anymore. They're going to remain mom and dad and work it out and make everything amicable. So I am really excited about this, that Kanye, who had stopped following Kim Kardashian, which at first I was like, you always get a little like tense, like something bad's happening between them. But no, here he is. He's followed Kim Kardashian once again. And I want to run through really quick. I know Chris has probably covered this on the show, but everybody kind of is following and why he's probably following them. As you can see here on Discord. I couldn't remember the name of Discord. Kim showed up wearing head-to-toe all-black Balenciaga, and according to TMZ, she was styled by Kanye and Demna. At the Met Gala. So Demna Vassalia is a streetwear designer. He's a Georgian fashion designer who designs streetwear, and he's been working with Kanye, and as you can see, all of his stuff is pretty cool. Sorry, it's early for me. As you could tell by how unkempt I am. But yeah, some really cool stuff in here. You could see why Kanye would want to work with him and why he'd be part of Kanye's inner circle. And if you look at everybody who Kanye follows, they all have black as their Instagram photo. And Kim's wearing all black here at the Met Gala. And that's when Kanye starts following her. And you'll see that as a trend as you look through everybody Kanye does follow. Sometimes people are surprised. Like there aren't, not everyone Kanye follows is like huge, you know. Hannah Dane, for instance, has only 5,000 followers, and she had no idea Kanye was gonna follow her, as noted by Discord here. It stopped going up and down. It's somewhere in here, yeah. See, she didn't even know it was gonna happen, which is a pretty awesome feeling. That's how I felt when Kanye started following us on Twitter. Actually, a little tidbit, Kanye did follow us on Instagram back in the day, when he only followed a few people and we were one of them. But then like, I think a couple days later he disabled his Instagram or he went off. So, and then he came back and he wasn't following us anymore, but who cares? We got him on Twitter. Simeon Hayes, it's sisters whose names are Simi and Hayes Kadra. They have a beauty line. Justin LaBoy, who of course was in Kanye's camp when the whole Donda rollout was happening. Fonz Bentley, who is a writer. He's a rapper. He's a writer. He's an author. Yes, Jules, of course. Fashion Nova. You'll see a lot of fashion-related things. Solange Knowles, which I think is interesting. That, you know, now that Jay-Z and Kanye are bros again, that Solange is now, she's made her profile picture black. And she's somebody Kanye follows. I don't know what that's about. Again, I don't know if that's tied to the fashion line, but I feel like that's a lot of the ties you see here is a lot of fashion heavy people very involved in the fashion industry. And I feel like following all people with black in their logo is part of some sort of rollout Kanye could be doing fashion wise, but it could also just be part of Kanye's new aesthetic. And that if you want Kanye to follow, you have to have black as your logo. It's something Kanye's going through, a new image, something he's selling. It doesn't even necessarily have to be something he sees selling. It's just like who he is now. And if you're part of that inner circle and you want to help promote that, you've made your picture black. So I'm really interested to see where this is going. Maybe we'll change our picture to black and we'll get followed again. Who knows? But I just wanted to note that because I love that Kim and Kanye are you know, they still seem lovey-dovey with each other. They're still friends, and they're going to work it out. And to see Kanye following Kim again makes my heart warm. Thanks for watching. Please like the video, subscribe to the channel, and comment below. And please listen to our podcast, Watching the Throne. We're going to be talking about Off the Grid next. We're running through all the Donda songs. Off the Grid is next. It's everybody's favorite. So hopefully we can do it justice. Cheers.